But they also expressed concerns about some of the changes to the regulations. The city says it needs to update the regulations that have not been changed in several years. The city also wants to put newer, cleaner cabs on the streets as part of its effort to boost tourism, which leaders say will help local businesses and increase tax revenue. Council held a public hearing last night on the proposed changes. Those include raising the licensing fee by $75 to $225, increasing the vehicle-to-vehicle transfer fee, and requiring cabs to be insured for $300,000 instead of the current $100,000. The city will also increase the cabbie license fee from $25 to $50, require tougher driver background checks, raise the minimum credit card fee cabs may charge, and increase the drop rate, or the initial fee a customer is charged, by a quarter to a maximum $3. Other changes include requiring a passenger to ride in the back seat, requiring the driver's license to be displayed in the back seat, and requiring credit card swipe machines be installed in the back seat. The city says those changes will improve customer service and driver and customer safety. Assistant Columbus Safety Director Amanda Ford says some of the proposed changes will continue to be studied before final recommendations are issued, including the regulations governing owner-to-owner license transfers and the increase in insurance coverage.
When we met with the industry, obviously they had some concerns about that. We realized the financial impact that that's going to have on them. So we compromised and settled with $300,000 for right now. But the issue of insurance is something we're going to continue to evaluate and look at.
That's good news for Hobti Oboski of the Independent Taxi Cab Owners Association.
I thank the Department of Public Safety that the proposal is set now for further study and research. I believe the result of the study will satisfy all concerned parties in the taxi industry. Regarding the proposal, the proposed increase of liability, the insurance liability, to 300%. The taxi cab owners consider this is too large a change to occur at one time. We urge the department to reconsider the proposed change. We are not against regulating, but we don't want to be hurt by regulations.
Also representing independent cabbies was former Columbus Vehicle for Hire board member and industry veteran Bradley Frick, who says he supports regulatory change.
While we approve of the modernization of the code, let us not forget that we are modernizing on the backs of the owners and the drivers, because they're the ones that will be paying the increased fees. They're the ones that will be paying for the modernization of the industry itself. And I believe you're cognizant of that. This is the most thoughtful and considerate approach to rules, regulations, and ordinances that I've seen in 40 years.
Representatives of Columbus's two largest taxicab companies also spoke in support of change, including Charlie Ebringham of Yellow Cab.
These recommendations are long overdue. We believe that potential hardships are minor in comparison to the public good these initiatives will serve. We also believe that these initiatives have the capacity to provide positive benefits and protection to each individual Columbus taxicab driver. We encourage the Department of Public Safety to continue with its regulatory reforms and offer our continued assistance to strengthen the infrastructure of the Columbus taxicab industry.
And Michael Goldsberg of Acme Taxi concurs.
We feel these changes reflect taxi code changes that are not only reasonable, but at the same time are very beneficial to the riding public, members of the industry, and also the offices of the city. We look forward to any future opportunity to contribute to conversations concerning changes in the taxicab code, especially in regards to the upcoming discussions that we're going to be having on owner and owner licenses.
It's not clear when City Council would vote on the changes, but council members say before that happens, the final proposed legislation will be distributed through the Vehicle for Hire Board and will be posted online for citizen and industry review.